after what will be recorded as one of Canada's harshest winters here in Nova Scotia, it's finally time to fill Riverside International Speedway with race fans, cars, and stars. Welcome to the official season opener at Riverside International Speedway. Since 1969, fans and competitors from across North America have set their sights right here to Riverside International Speedway. Oh, this track is full of history.
The four car of Mike Stevens is out front in this one.
Going to pick up his second career Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour feature. Stevens wins the Ron McGilvery 100.
It's been a long time.
Like, I got to count it. It's like season and three quarters.
Talk about the 89. You and the 89 had a battle through that lap traffic.
We started at the start, and I wanted to leave. My spotter keeps telling me, let him burn it up. My spotter was right.
97 and 89 go at it again. White flag is out. The 89 and Chisholm on the inside. They'll come to the checkers this time by. Who's it going to be? Donald Chisholm.
How about that?
That was pretty wild.
Home racetrack, checkered flag in your hand. How big is this win?
It's big. I'm going to go home and put the springs and chocks on the wall and don't touch them until we come back in a month.
Pioneer Cole, number three, going to start on the outside of the front row from Ayr, Ontario, J.R. Fitzpatrick. J.R. Fitzpatrick, win number one for him on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour.
He has met all the challenges. He has come out here to the Maritimes. J.R. Fitzpatrick is gonna visit Victory Lane. What a race here today. The Ron McGilvery 150 is in the books.
You are a winner on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Did it in dominating fashion.
Yeah, that thing was hooked up. I'll tell you what, I was trying to save my tires because it's got the good engine in it and I didn't want to burn the rears up, but we got out front early and just saved, and then it paid off. Man, I'll tell you, these guys, Nova Racing, did an awesome job. This thing was just hooked right up.
The chase for the championship in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour continues here tonight. So far this season, the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn has shown the rest of the field how to get the job done. Dylan is 2-for-2 so far in 2015, winning the Parts for Trucks Tour season opener at Scotia Speed World and backing up that win with a trip to Victory Lane at Petty International Raceway.
Could never imagine doing what we did so far. I dreamed about it, I guess, but I never thought it would come true.
To win here at Riverside, things have to go right.
And keep an eye on the 89 of Donald Chisholm. He went down into turn one on the last lap hard enough. There were sparks coming out from underneath the car. That means he's bottoming it out. He is going in hard.
But when the stars align and the team is spot on, Victory Lane is where you will end up.
Am I allowed to burn her down? Burn the mother down! Hang her up!
Practice is over. The Racetime Radio broadcast crew is all set and ready to go. Who will it be tonight in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour? Ron McGilvery, Chevy, Buick, GMC 150? There's only one thing left to say.
Are you ready?
That's part. All right, man, you're ready to go.
Are you ready?
You're good. You're good.
Go, 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 go.
Okay, let's get moving on that. Let's go.
For the thousands in attendance and the millions around the world, ladies and gentlemen,
the General's back in town.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Racetime Radio. It is time for the Ron McGilvery 150 live tonight from Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. The cars are pulling onto the racetrack now. The sun is setting. The action will heat up. We have Tim Terry, voice of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, with us. Tim Terry, what do you think? Are you ready to go for tonight's main event? Jerry, what a field of super late models tonight.
These guys are so pumped up, I can't believe it. They all tried to be cool as they climbed into the cars. They're getting ready for driver intros. But we saw them in practice today. We saw them in qualifying today. They're not holding it back. They came here to go racing, and that's what they're going to do.
A beautiful lineup of race cars, a beautiful night here in Nova Scotia. Tim Terry is down trackside. He's getting things ready to go for the beginning of tonight's race. He'll give you a full introduction. We still have the national anthem. Lots to see and do just before we turn these super late models loose. Tim Terry, where did you get off to?
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to see some bro stock racing? I know you can be louder than that. Are you ready to see some bro stock racing? We have our representatives from series sponsor Parts for Trucks and race sponsor Ron McGivory, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC to greet our 24 starters. Beginning with car number 11, the Mega Enterprises Limited number 11 from Fall River, Nova Scotia, Marty Brivo. Greenfield Enterprises Trinity Bay Paving number 91, a second in points, got a long way to go this evening. From Cornwall, Prince Edward Island, Dylan Gosby. The B&N Distributors number 6, they had a lot of work to do to this race car last evening. It's back together and ready to go to the front of the field from Sydney Forks, Jerry Hayes. Microcomputer Atlantic South Shore Speed and Sound and Collins Water Treatment, number 21, from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, Sean Pierce. Speedy Auto Center, Tacoma Drive, 20 degrees limited, number 24, from Waverly, Nova Scotia, Steve Ross. Right on board Locksmith Wet and Wild Car Wash, number 14, from Albany, Prince Edward Island, Terry Dugay. A.E. McKay Builders Pubs Drive-Thru Bottle Exchange, car number 32, from Quispam Sis, New Brunswick, Sarah McKay. Hickok Service Center, Hammerdown Roofing and Construction, number 22, one of your X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders, from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Joel Hickox. Shaw's Towing, McKinnon Brothers Service Center, True North Automotive, number 18, former IWK 250 champion, from Charlottetown, Darren McKinnon. Zetvin Contractors, Ideal Concrete, number 98, next up on the grid, from Sydney, Nova Scotia, the pride of Cape Breton, Jerome Kehoe. Halifax Glass and Mirror, Howard Little Excavating, and Archibald Drilling and Blasting, number 99, from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia, Craig Slonwhite. English Jewelers, K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting, Cobequit Mountain Sports, number 66, from Hubley, Nova Scotia, Daryl Marr. The Vector Aerospace, H&P Glover, number 8, next up on the grid, the Dodge Charger, from Westmoreland, Prince Edward Island, Kent Vincent. Nova Construction, Pioneer Coal, Celtic Ford Fusion, number 88, from New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for George Koskulix. Hillside Chevrolet, Atlantic Steel, and Island Auto Supply, number 40, from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Robbie McEwen. Atlantic Dodge Dealers, Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge, number 29, from Springvale, Prince Edward Island, Greg Proud. One of your X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders, car number 94, from Prospect Road, DJ Casey. The Atlantic Tilt Load, Irving Oil Blending and Packaging, number 53, from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Cole Butcher. Dexter Construction Municipal Group, Chevrolet, number 0, from Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turpal. Your point leader drives the Quinn Flooring Blinkhorn Auto Recyclers, number 67, from Truro, Nova Scotia, it's Big Bird, Dylan Blinkhorn. K.A. Holdings, Castle Building Center, Chevrolet, car number 5, from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island, Jonathan Hicken. The Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge, number 97, your defending series champion, from Halifax, John Fleming. The King Racing McKay's trailer, number 13, outside of the front row. From Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, Brad Eddy. And the Nova Construction Pioneer Coal Celtic Ford Fusion, number 89. He'll start from the pole position. From Antigonish, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Chisholm. Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
It won't be long now, and we will hear those magic words. Jerry Paxton, a beautiful night here at Riverside International Speedway. The Ron McGilvery 150, the history of this race, lot of great winners have gone to victory lane. Who will it be tonight?
Oh, that's going to be a tough call, I can tell you that. But you know what? I've got my eye on the number 13, a Brad Eddy. He's been getting stronger and stronger. This could be his breakthrough night.
A ton of cars here on the front stretch. Lots of campers. What a beautiful crowd here tonight. Thanks, everybody, for coming to Riverside International Speedway. You're going to sure be glad that you showed up at this racetrack. Canada's largest event is happening right here in front of your eyes. We got lots of people tuned in worldwide on racetimeradio.com, and thanks so much for doing that. Down to Tim Terry. Tim, take it away.
We'd ask everybody to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps for the singing of O Canada from José.
O Canada, our home and native land, true. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you sing the national anthem. What a beautiful rendition tonight. We are in for a dynamite race here tonight at Riverside. All the drivers belting in. We are just moments away from the start of the 2015 season at Riverside International. What a beautiful facility. Paul McLean and the crew have done another amazing job getting this racetrack prepared. Tim Terry, down to you, bud.
Joanne Landry from Antigonish won the 50-50 draw tonight. She won $2,670. Congratulations to Joanne Landry. We are going to Antigonish to party tonight, Joe.
Absolutely. That's a good haul. The cool part about Riverside is we're all going to come away a winner tonight. You're here to see a stock car race. You're going to see the best in Canada right in front of you. The best pro stocks, super late models, as they're called in most places around North America. These are template-style race cars. Attention to detail is definitely something that is high on the list for these teams, Jerry Paxton.
Absolutely, and that's what they've been doing all day. They've been tweaking, turning, twisting, thrashing. They want these cars to be the best. How well did they do? Let's go back to time trials. 0.4 seconds is above what separates number one from number 24. That's a tight field. I think these crews have done their work. And, you know, it's really interesting. This afternoon, the sun was out. It was warm. It was beautiful. Cars were working. Everybody was happy. Temperature is a few degrees different right now, and I don't mean it went up. Track temperature is going to be a little cooler. There's going to be a lot more bite in this racetrack. And I can guarantee you right now, these drivers want to take a bite out of Riverside International Speedway.
Yeah, comfort is going to greet these drivers tonight. Shouldn't have anybody really overheating too much inside those race cars. This is what you call ideal conditions. We may not see this the rest of the season where it is so perfect. But Tim Terry, we are in for a barn burner tonight. And I know we're only seconds away.
Only seconds away. We remind the crew member by the car once the driver is strapped in and ready to go. We need one hand held high up in the air so we know that you are ready to go for 150 green flag laps, waiting for a couple at the back, and I believe there's one or two at the front that are getting ready. On behalf of the race sponsor, Ron McGilvery, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, lady and gentlemen, start your engines!
And there we go, the sound we've all been waiting for all day long. And since the last race at Riverside in September of 2014, this racetrack has come back to life. And what a life we've got tonight at Riverside. Jerry Paxton, the field is about to start rolling. The Ron McGilvery Chevy Buick GMC 150 is about to go green.
And there are no butterflies tonight. The temperature won't let them flutter at all. They're gone. These guys want to go racing. They have got their foot on the gas. It's the other foot holding the brake right at the moment because they are keyed up. They are ready to go. And as we said, they're all competitive. They're all fast. And it's going to be a little question tonight. Who's got some patience? And you know, when I talked to the drivers this afternoon, every single one of them said the same thing. Patience, the last 50. I got to be there for the last 50. I asked Jonathan Hicken point blank. I've heard that 1,000 times. Is it true? And he smiled and he said, not a chance.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the green flag for the Ron McGilvery 150. Don't you go anywhere. Get something cool to drink. We are in for a dynamite race tonight. The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour returns to Scotia Speed World.
Have a go green.
This is what we've been waiting for all season long.
Saturday, June 20th for the Nova Truck Center's 150.
And we're side by side again. Down into turns 1 and 2 side by side, and they are not giving an inch.
It's all live. Flag to flag coverage worldwide at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah, we were pounding her down into 3 a little too hard. She'd washed up a little bit.
We both wanted a little bit of the same real estate. You wanted a little bit more than me.
Right here on RacetimeRadio.com.
3 wide in the corner number 3.
Don't miss the Nova Truck Center's 150.
These guys are the best of the best.
For tickets, get to ScotiaSpeedWorld.ca.
Tighten them up, because this is going to get wild.
Racetime Radio.
With Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway.
Canadian fans are a lot nicer, too. They bring me lots of maple syrup and Crown Royal and really fun stuff. Nothing against the Americans, but hey, you know, time to step it up a little bit.
You guys even gave us your best hockey coach right from the wings.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks. Sirius XM 167.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn, Halifax Airport. The official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also powered by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Now available at Philip Fuels in Port Perry, Ontario. Just north of the casino, pick up 109 unleaded race fuel and win.
Have you got some racing news or maybe a comment? Well, contact us anytime at info@racetimeradio.com or call toll free at 888-5-RACETIME. That's 888-572-2384. And for a good time, ask for candy. Just kidding. That's 888-5-RACETIME. Isn't that too many letters? No, one thing I've learned, never, ever question Smokin' Joe. Yeah, but it's got too many.
And welcome back live tonight, Riverside International Speedway. You got Tim Terry, you got Jerry Paxton. I'm Joe Chisholm. And we are getting set and ready to go for the Ron McGilvery 150 tonight. As you'll hear, the cars slide on by. That starter stand, Art Steves, Hall of Fame, Maritime Hall of Fame legend. On the starter stand, Tim Terry, it is that time.
Our brake rubbed up against the wave off. We're going to do it this time by. This time by, ladies and gentlemen, on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs. Let's get these drivers on edge. On your feet right here. Wave these drivers on. And they are focused. Some of them are going to wave back at you. We're going for 150 green flag laps. The pace car driven by Wayne Parker is off. And the 89, a Donald Chisholm. The 13, a Brad Eddy, side by side. 24 beautiful pro stocks. Getting ready for the green flag in the hand of Art Steves. The Ron McGilvery 150 is green.
They thunder down into turn one and two, still side by side. Jerry, look at the field of race cars. Out front of this one, the 89 Celtic Ford. That is Donald Chisholm out front. Side by side battle for second. Tim Old, five time, is battling away with Brad Eddy for that second spot. Give it to the 97.
John Clemens coming, not wasting any time, getting past the 13, and now he chases down the 89. And Joe, didn't we set this up 2 years ago? This was the battle in this race. We're about to see another replay here. Chisholm and Clemens.
Unbelievable battle at the front of this one. Three laps into the books, 150 laps the distance tonight. You got the 89 of Chisholm, the 97 of Fleming, and you got Brad Eddy in the King Freight 13 car, the three of them glued together. Sean Turple is back in the fourth spot, followed by the five of Jonathan Hick and 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, and the 53 of Cole Butcher. Round out your top seven cars. Jerry, what a start to this race.
89 car of Donald Chisholm continues to lead the 97 of John Fleming, less than a half car length behind him at 89. Leaves that door open, Joe, at a corner number two. The 97, though, just can't get that thing to turn underneath at this point. The 13 of Brad Eddy with them. A little bit of a gap back to the zero of Turple, and then don't look now. Here comes Dylan Blankhorn.
Absolutely, Tim. As the cars are starting to fan out a wee bit, we got a battle with Koskulix and the 40 car way back in the ninth for 10th spot. Other than that, we've got the field pretty well stretching out. As I say that, the 13 car is starting to have a look up the 97 on the inside, but thinks better of it.
Zero car has caught this battle as well. In front, Joe, the top three, and now Turple in position number four, are running a single file, and there's no three car lengths behind them. It's the 567, and here comes the 53 to the inside. Butcher looking at the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn side by side, and here comes the Atlantic tilt load Chevy. Makes it look easy on the 67.
Well, Jerry, have you joined us just yet? Jerry Paxton having issues on the infield hearing us. I know his microphone works, Tim, because we can hear the audio from in there, but what do you say we bring you out today? 11 laps in the books. No sign of slowing down in this one. The 89 car of Donald Chisholm led from the green flag all the way through so far. The 97 of Fleming, five-time champion in the Parts for Trucks Tour, is back there in that second spot, but not any more than a car length behind the 89. The 13, Brad Eddy, followed by the zero, Dexter Construction Chevrolet of Sean Turple. In behind Turple, we got the five from PEI. That is Jonathan Hicken rounding out your top five. A blistering pace so far. Are we going to continue to see this all the way around tonight? Jerry, are you with us? Unbelievable. He can't hear us. Go ahead, Tim.
Close field of competition, though, Joe. The six car of Jerry Hayes just went one lap down. This will be the completion of 15 right here for Donald Chisholm. And there's about a half track in between that first place car and the 23rd place car. And the 23rd place car right now, side by side, it's 24 and 91 at the rear of the field. It's fantastic racing front to back, and everybody is close.
Real close. And you know, we take a look at the first two races in 2015. We had the season opener at Scotia Speed World. Coming out of that race, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn came away with the win. But if you look back in the field, a number of guys had a real good, strong opener this year.
Yeah, they did. A strong first two races. 567 going to go side by side. Dylan Blankhorn trying to take one away from Jonathan Hicken in car number five. That is a battle for position number six. He just lost that spot, position number five, to Cole Butcher. Butcher's strong here, and I think he's showing a little bit of that as he pulls away from the side-by-side battle for 67 and five. And look at the 88 of Koskulix. He's got the rookie to the outside.
Yeah, Koskulix knows how to get it done here at Riverside International Speedway. And how about that DJ Casey? He is really doing a magnificent job in his rookie campaign. He loves this racetrack. He has been around it, just not in a pro stock car. We can't say that anymore. DJ Casey, the real deal, in behind the wheel of that 94 car and setting a pace.
Kid's got a great race car and a great head on his shoulders as well. That kid's going to go far in our sport. He's reeling in the 5 and 67, and he's got George Koskulik in tow in car number 88. Behind them, the two Island boys, Robbie McEwen, and the 29 of Greg Proud going side by side. That is the battle for position number 10.
Are you with us yet, Jerry Paxton? High atop of that 89 hauler on the infield. Jerry, have you got us?
I tell you what, Joe, he's looking at that battle between the 67.5 and now 88 and 94. It's a four-car battle now for position number six. And the 40-car, Robbie McEwen, falling back to the end of this little train here that also has the 29 and 99 a part of the battle. The 88 now underneath the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Remember when Jerry said George Koskulik was a little sleeper, trying to keep some tidbits from us? I think he's coming to the front of the field. I think he's starting to show it now.
Yeah, George Koskulik knows his way around Riverside. Let's give you a lineup, at least give you the top 10. We are working lap 24 and now lap 25. The 89 car of Donald Chisholm out in front of this one. He has led every lap since the drop of the green flag. The 97 of John Fleming, second. In third, Brad Eddy. Fourth, Sean Turple. In fifth spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher. In fifth, Jonathan Hicken. In seventh spot, the 88 of George Koskulik. Back in eighth spot, the guy that's won two so far this year, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In ninth, the 94 of DJ Casey. In tenth spot, how about Greg Proud in that 29? There's a guy that has had a good run to kick off 2015.
And Chisholm, Fleming, Brad Eddy beginning to lock some cars. Kent Vincent just went a lap down the 24. Steve Ross a lap down. And now Sean Pierce on the outside of the 89. Next up on the list, the 32 is Sarah McKay. And the 14 is Jerry Hayes, slow on the apron. He's going to go, I believe this will be a third lap down for Jerry Hayes. Off the pace significantly here so far tonight.
Yeah, all green flag laps so far here tonight in Andy Ganesh. Riverside International Speedway is where we are. The Ron McGilvery 150 in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, the third race in the series, the season opener at Riverside. And what a night we have here at Andy Ganesh as the 89 car of Donald Chisholm puts a lap on the number 14, Terry Duguay. Terry's all the way back in 19th spot. So Donald Chisholm setting a blistering pace. 150 laps the distance. We are working lap 31.
99 off the pace. Craig Slonwhite in the 99 down on the apron. Rear end problem maybe for the 99. That thing is looks like it was just sideways as it was slowing down. I think the 99 might have something wrong with the rear end of that car.
Yeah, he'll be looking for some adjustments. As you say, Tim, you can see the car snap loose as he sort of saunters his way down the front stretch. Oh, close call there. The 5 car of Jonathan Hickens, followed by the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, rolled right up on the 99 of Slonwhite. Now Slonwhite is going to come down pit road. He'll be looking for some attention by the crew. I don't know whether he is going to be able to get the repair he needs done in time as we were at lap 34 here tonight.
Yeah, they're going for some jack stands for that race car, I think. So that's it's not good. The rear end doesn't look like it's in place where it should be. So we'll keep an eye on that number 99 car. Meanwhile, up in front, Donald Chisholm has just put Dylan Gosby a lap down. The second-place driver in the point standings. A little bit off the pace here this evening, the 91 car. One lap down, and the fifth-place driver in points, Marty Prevost, about to fall one lap down as well. This is really where we start to see some of those drivers, third race of the season, and some of them are falling back a little bit here.
Yeah, half a stretch.
Yeah, well, listen in. Well, we got the cheater radio going. The 89 of Donald Chisholm on lap 37, really getting out front now. The 97 of Fleming. Oh, he's back at least 10 or 12 car lengths. The 89 setting a blistering pace in that number 89 Nova Ford, Celtic Ford, doing a great job out there so far.
Lap traffic has been kind to Donald Chisholm. John Fleming's had a little tougher time trying to get past. Meanwhile, the 13 has company in the 0 and the 53. They have the 21 and 32 directly ahead of them. That is the battle for position number 3. As we got the 22 around, Joel Hickox in the back straightaway. Caution's out.
Yeah, coming off turn two, don't know whether he had any help there, but the 22 car did snap sideways. As we take a look down pit road, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite was thinking about coming back out onto the racetrack, but he is backing up down pit road now, heading back to the team. Definitely something not right with that race car. And we'll see if our buddy Jer Paxton has got things fixed up with his new headset on that infield. Jerry, are you with us?
I'm here, guys. It's the for whatever reason, I can barely hear things, and I don't know if it's my receiver or what it is, but anyways, it's the 22 of Joel Hickox that's got the caution out. He's on the back straightaway. He's in the grass, and after that rain earlier today, he's having a little issue trying to get it out of the grass.
Try the left right on the front of your headphone monitor, Jerry. You may have touched that. It could be the left right.
Already checked that. That's not the issue. I'm not sure what the issue is, but for whatever reason, all of a sudden we were good, and all of a sudden it went away.
Okay, one last helping hand for you. Grab the earbuds in that backpack of yours and pop them in and give those a whirl.
And while we try to rectify the problem.
I'd love to do that, but that's upstairs.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
We want to wish a happy birthday to longtime supporter of Maritime Racing and Sean Turple's father-in-law, Jim Ledwidge, celebrating a birthday here today at Riverside International Speedway. So happy birthday to Jim.
Well, wouldn't that be special? If Sean Turple can get that machine up towards the front, he'd really be able to celebrate. Another reason to celebrate if winning the race wouldn't be enough. You know, Sean Turple would be real excited to do that tonight.
And you know, the zero car was on the move before that caution flag flew. It's the 13 of Brad Eddy, the zero, the 53. They were all going at it, Joe, for position number three. I think we're going to get Joel Hickox on the hook, and that's a tough break. A brand new to him race car, former Cat 250 car that Ben Rowe drove. That's not the way he wanted to end his Ron McGilvery 150.
Well, we had a quick chat today with Sean Turple. Speaking of the zero car, here's what he had to say. Big night here at Riverside. You've done this a few times.
Yeah, we've been here for a few races.
What do you expect for tonight's Ron McGilvery 150? We've got a beautiful night. This is an extended version of racing for you guys. We've ran 100s up till this point. You add 50 more to it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a good last 50 laps for us anyways. Yeah, I like the longer races. And, yeah, it's going to be a beautiful night. Nice track. It should be fun.
Do you see a point in tonight's race, do you think, where you're going to be out there with the mindset of we got to log some laps? Or do you guys do that in a 150-lap race here at Riverside?
I believe you get into that mode that you have to put some laps down. Just as a field as a whole, you know, it's nice not to have a lot of cautions. Click some laps off so you can get down to the nitty-gritty 40 or 50 to go and really start racing.
Yeah, show what you got inside that zero car. In practice today, the sun drenching the racetrack all day long, not a cloud in the sky. Will it make a difference in how you adjust this zero car before you go out for the 150?
Yeah, you're going to have the car definitely free right now in the heat. New tires later and colder track, it should tighten up some.
When will you do adjustments, or will you?
Before we go out for the feature, and then hopefully no more after that.
Yeah, the next adjustment, I guess, will be, I don't know, with Cassie and Victory Lane.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, the zero car currently sitting fourth on the score pylon right now. Got a good run going. You hear from Sean. He's going to be methodical. He's going to take his time looking for those long green flag runs. Tim, we're on lap 38. Only one caution for the spin on the second turn there. The number 22 went around. So I do believe he is back underway. He's in the pits.
And lap 38, we saw that zero car start to come to the front of the field. I think it hit his sweet spot. I think he needs a 50, 55, and you keep going lap run. It was good. It's only going to get better with age. Marty Prevo, free pass.
As we work lap 38, yellow is out. Jerry, great looking cars tonight. You see the six come in right below you there. They're doing some service on pit road.
And they're having a look at that right front tire. That's what their concern is. They've got the air gauge out, making sure the pressure's up. Jerry may feel like he's got a tire going down or something. We already saw Craig Slonwhite lose a right rear tire. So tires are going to be a factor tonight because there is no mandatory caution. There is no break period. So if you've got issues, you got to get in and get it looked after under green.
Steve Ross also took an opportunity while the yellow was out to come down pit road. He rejoins the field.
We have a look on the handy-dandy scoring monitor that we have in here. Al Curry getting us all set up in the announcer's room tonight at Riverside. Efforts definitely appreciated. We have 15 cars on the lead lap right now. The final car on the lead lap is the 98 of Jerome Keogh, but we will have one of those lucky dogs, I would imagine.
It should be Marty Prevost in the number 11 car, unless he somehow surrendered that position, but he stayed on the racetrack, so I believe it is number 11. The only drivers that are multiple laps down, Joe, are Jerry Hayes, four laps down on the racetrack. That car ill handling, and Craig Swanwhite had that rear tire go flat. He's seven laps down, but on the racetrack. Everybody's still on the racetrack.
And we are going to see the lights still on the pace car. We got the series director up here. We got Big Ken Cunning. Ken, what's going on tonight? What a great job. Another beautiful field of cars here.
We have a good field of cars, good weather, and it's been good racing so far, so I look forward to the rest of the night.
Wicked kickoff to 2015. We got some different winners other than the 67. Man, the guy's really flying.
Yeah, he is, and it's good to see a young guy come in and pick off some wins. We got some young guys coming in. They're running really well. Yeah, the 67 is one, two, and the other guys are just chopping at the bit to do it. So it's shaking up the older guys a little bit, too, so which is good.
A little bit of variety. Here we go. Lights out. Timmy, we're going back under the green flag. Here we go.
Green flag back out, and actually Blankford must have came down pit road because he's at the rear of the running order. Look at Fleming on the outside. Keep with Donald Chisholm side by side down the back straightaway. Look like Fleming tried to get that run on the outside. He's going to drive it deep into corner number three. He'll come out of corner number four side by side with Chisholm, and it's going to be dead even at the line. Give it to the 97.
As we work lap 40 here tonight, side by side down the front stretch, give the advantage to Chisholm. But as they roll through turns one and two, the 97 of Fleming, he isn't giving up at all, Tim. That car is flying on the outside on the high banks at Riverside.
It's 2013 all over again. The 89 of Chisholm will lead that lap. The 97 of Fleming will drive it into corner number one, and we'll try to get it off corner number two, but 89 will clear the number 97 down the back straightaway on lap number 43 and give it to the Celtic Ford. Donald Chisholm will lead here and start to pull away from John Fleming behind them. Looks like Greg Proud may have laid a bumper to the 13 car there.
Yeah, when you take a look at what's behind the leader and second spot, we got a side-by-side battle for that third spot. The zero of Turpel, the 88 of Koskulix. Two veterans in the Parts for Trucks Tour. They are putting a show on, Tim. And you've got Cole Butcher right in behind waiting for one of them to make a mistake.
It's been nearly 5 years since George Koskulix went to Victory Lane here at Riverside International Speedway. But he's underneath that zero car of Turpel trying to bring that thing to the front of the running order as he has the zero car on the outside, 53 and fifth, side by side for 6:29 on the inside of Brad Enny and Robbie McEwen waiting to lick up the bones of that battle.
What a race tonight. The Ron McGilvery 150 Buick GMC 150 here at Riverside International Speedway. The 89 car of Donald Chisholm out front as we work lap 47. The 97 of John Fleming is only about two or three car lengths behind the 89 at this point. You look back about six car lengths, and we got a side-by-side battle still going on with the 88 Pioneer Cole Ford of George Koskulix and the zero Dexter Municipal Group Chevrolet. As they're sorting it out down the backstretch a wee bit, Tim, I don't think that battle's over.
That was a little too close for comfort. The zero car on the back bumper of the 88 now as they were side-by-side for a few laps. They get it back to single-file race in the 53, and 29 cars are there as well. But, Joe, Jerry mentioned it. You have to conserve your tires. How much did the 88 and zero abuse their tires going side-by-side trying to settle third place?
Yeah, you want to try and save as whatever you can for the end of this race. Donald Chisholm now switches that Ford into glide, I do believe. He's rolling up on the back end of the six car. He will put the six down one more lap here tonight. The 97 of Fleming, the distance, Tim, between those two cars is pretty well equalized. It's like a match set of tires right now. Neither one is gaining or losing an inch. They're happy to stay right where they are. The battle for second, that is sorted out. The 88 of Koskulix has taken that spot. The zero of Turpel back to fourth.
The 53 of Cole Butcher now sets his sights on the back of that Chevrolet. But don't look now. The 29 of Greg Proud. The guy has had some great finishes so far in 2015. He is looking for another one tonight. What's he got for the end of this one?
I think if he saves a little bit of his gear, I think he's going to have something for your top five. But that's the thing. He's got to save, and that's kind of what bit him a couple of weeks ago with Petty International Raceway during the Irving Oil Blending and Packaging 100. 54 laps completed, about to be 55 here for the 89 of Donald Chisholm. 53 putting a little bit of pressure on the zero car of Sean Turple as it looks like Joel Hickox is coming to pit road once again. Everybody else remains on the racetrack at this point.
Let's do a full field rundown, Tim. We'll leave everybody at home. Get them right up to date as we work lap 55 here at Riverside.
Your 89 car, Donald Chisholm, leads the 97 of John Fleming in position number two. Third belongs to the 88 car, George Koskulik, the zero. And 53, Turple and Butcher, top five. Sixth is the number 29 of Greg Proud. Robbie McEwen just took position number seven from the 13 of Brad Eddy. And now Casey is underneath Brad Eddy. That is the battle for position number eight on the racetrack as they continue to go at it. And Joe in position number 10 behind this side-by-side battle is Darren McKinnon.
Yeah, moving and shaking. You want to log some laps. Green flag laps are good. You want to know what you got underneath you. All the information will be going back to the crew chief standing on top of the box. You want to pass on the information. You may need a caution to get some adjustments. Everybody right now looks quite comfortable with where they are on the racetrack. There are battles, but they're doing them very methodically at this point.
And when you look back behind them right now, in position number 11, you have Daryl Maher. 12th is Jonathan Hicken. 13th, Dylan Blankhorn. Jerome Kehoe. Marty Prevo, those are your lead lap cars. Your first car one lap down on our scoring monitor right now is Sarah McKay, Sean Pierce, Dylan Gosby, Steve Ross, and Kent Vincent are your one lap down cars. Everybody else on the racetrack, two or more laps down.
The battle at the back of the field here, the 91 of Gosby side by side with the 21 of Pierce. They are way back. I'm taking a look through the scoring monitor here. Back in the 17th spot. You'd never know. It looks like a battle up front, Tim.
And add Sarah McKay to that battle. That's a battle for 16th place. The 91 looks underneath the AE McKay Builders, number 32. 21 and 24 play chase. And I believe the 8 cars are part of that battle as well. These are cars, Joe, that are one lap down. They're battling for the free pass right now.
Yeah, you don't want to give anything up. By no means. We are working lap 63 of a 150-lap race here tonight. Cautions do not count in this series. And, Tim, there is no halfway break. There will be no rest for the wicked here tonight. You've got what you got if this race stays green.
Gosby going to take the free pass position at this point over the 32 car of Sarah McKay. But they've got to get to boogieing because Donald Chisholm's about a half straightaway behind in this battle. And if they don't get going, they're going to get a second lap down, and that's going to really hurt them in the long run of this race.
Let's take a look through the field and find out who is really itching for some change. I can see the number 8, the bobblehead.ca car, the H&P Glover machine of Kent Vincent, has now picked up the pace again. Kent was really struggling through the turns. I thought we were going to see him hit pit road, but man, he's come right back to life.
He's already a lap down, Joe. He's got to get on it. He's now behind Swan White. There goes Chisholm around the 8 and 99. Kent Vincent now two laps down. And the team's got to be struggling with something because that car was on a little bit earlier on. But the two drivers that I see that are struggling right now, Brad Eddy's gone backwards. He was up in the top three to start this race. Dylan Blankhorn has gone backwards, as has the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Those are three cars right now battling for 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th, and add Daryl Maher to that mix as well.
You want to talk about a battle, have a look back in the 4th spot, Tim. We got the 0 of Turple, 53 of Butcher, and the 29 of Proud. Man, oh man, are these guys putting a show on as Proud pulls right up the inside of the 53 car. He wants the spot. He's in the preferred line right on the bottom. And the 29 pins it down low. Looks like he's going to clear the 53 up off. And he does. Heading down into turns 1 and 2. What a race we got tonight.
66 of Daryl Maher and the 5 of Jonathan Hicken had a moment down the back straightaway. Nice save by Daryl Maher in the 66. They continue to go side by side. Hicken using up the 66 a little bit. 67 of Dylan Blankhorn now looking to the inside. 3 wide down the back. 67 got into the 5 for just a moment. They saved it. I don't think that's done, though.
Oh, man, yes. More contact as we come off of turn number four. The 66 of Marr is getting it going now. The 5 of Hicken chooses to go right behind the number 66 of Marr. We've got Dylan Blancourt now looking up the inside of the Castle Building Chevrolet. That is for position on the racetrack. And that is for the 13th position.
And they better get to digging because they're on the same straightaway as Donald Chisholm. Chisholm is going into corner number three right now. And those two were coming out of corner number four at that point. But Chisholm in heavy lap traffic, the 21, 11, and 32. 11 car about to go one lap down as the 21 gets into the 11. Chisholm nearly got into the inside wall and almost went three wide.
Yeah, tough when you get into these lap cars. Of course, they're racing on the track side by side. The 21 and the 11 car are running for position. I know the leader comes up, but it's pretty hard to try and give way when you've got a battle on your hands.
21-11 is not a battle for position, Joe, so I'm sure those spotters thought it would have been a battle for position, but they're not even on the same lap right now. But Marty Prevo trying to stay on the lead lap. He just fell that first lap down.
Okay, how about coming through the field? The 89 of Chisholm is out front. The 97 of Fleming is in second. In third spot, the 88 of Koskulik. In fourth, the 0 of Turple. In fifth spot, the 29 of Proud. Move the 29. Yep, that is fifth. I see the monitor flipped. I thought he was on his way up even higher. In that sixth spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher. All of them really running good right now.
Man, that 29 car, Greg Proud underneath the 0 of Sean Turple trying to get that position away. And George Koskulik in the 88, about 3 or 4 car lengths ahead of this battle for position number 4, the 0, 29, and add the 53 into that mix as well. Fantastic little battle for fifth.
Let's hear what's happening on the radio.
Three cars back. You probably see him here.
As you can hear, those spotters are busy. A lot of traffic on the track. Cars from one end to the other, all the way around the beautiful Riverside International Speedway. We work lap 82 of the Ron McGilvery 150 tonight under a perfect sky. You can hear the spotters, Tim, going to work here at Riverside. They got their work cut out for them tonight, bud.
And we're about to have ourselves a battle for position number 2. John Fleming may be falling off the pace a little bit compared to where he was before. Still running in position number 2. But here comes George Koskulik. Koskulik to the inside of the 97. We got one off the pace. McKay around, Swanwhite around. And is that Daryl Marr over there in
yes,
corner number 2?
Yes, it is. Yeah, hard impact, actually. Daryl Marr didn't quite see exactly what happened. Just seen Daryl Marr as he was on his way down the banking. I did see some flames still do there, underneath the front end of that car. Daryl Marr is out of the machine, and he is over top of the pit wall, now on the right side of the wall. That was a big lick, Tim.
And here comes the extinguisher to the car. And they will put out the fire.
Jerry, maybe you caught that on the infield. What did you see, bud?
I didn't see a whole lot. There was a lot of things going on and a lot of people in between me and them. All I saw was Daryl Marr coming into that wall, and he did hit it hard. They've got the fire crews down there now trying to get things under control, but the... I believe that's the EMTs over talking with Daryl, just making sure that he's okay. I'm pretty sure he's a little shook up.
Okay, quick opportunity here for a fast break. We're going to do that and be right back live tonight from Riverside International Speedway. It's the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Ron McGilvery, 150. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back.
Rather work on his car than do most anything. He's Pavarotti with
Saturday, June 27th, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is back on track.
Last year, we had an early wreck, and we ended up at the back. And the long run, yeah, we need to be up front.
Join us live from Flamborough Speedway.
It's always been one of my favorites.
Worldwide at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Summer, we're here, we're going. It's nice to finally be at the racetrack.
The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Race 2.
Just have to keep our nose clean for the first 50 laps, and the last 50 laps, it's game on and go for what you can get.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
Bob Merrifield Copperfield right there.
It's 100 laps of intense side-by-side Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup racing. Live flag-to-flag coverage right here on racetimeradio.com.
Turn one's going to be full of action as soon as that green flag comes down.
I'll let you know in 100 laps.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also powered by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Now available at Philip Fuels in Port Perry, Ontario. Just north of the casino, pick up 109 unleaded race fuel and win.
Racetime Radio.
How about the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series? Jason Hathaway, you've had your way with pretty well everybody on oval tracks, especially when they're tight racetracks.
Yeah, it's a great racetrack up there.
Typical Quebec race fans do, right? They get into it.
Oh, yeah, we love going up there. It's, the series always puts on a good show, and the fans love having it.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks. Sirius XM 167. Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio.
And we are back with you live tonight at Riverside International Speedway. The red flag is out. The 66 of Daryl Maher, hard impact. Daryl is okay. But man, oh man, did that car hit hard on the outside retaining wall, and the car comes to rest on the exit of turn two. That was a real tough hit, Jerry Paxton. You don't like seeing that.
That was one you could almost hear it as it slammed into the concrete. He really did give it a wallop. And you can see there's even some damage to the rear end of the race car as well. Not sure exactly who he got tied up with, or if that was all alone, but that race car is severely damaged, to say the least.
Timmy, I think you took a look at the replay. What did you see?
Yeah, I was over there with Danny and Scott Cunning, and there was nobody around. That car, something broke in that race car, and that hit a ton in corner number one. That made Marty Prevost hit a couple years ago here from 2013 look like a walk in the park. That was a really hard hit for Daryl Maher.
Yeah, tough deal. Let's get you up to date here. We are working lap 84 on the racetrack. Cautions do not count in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. You come out to see one of these tour races, you are coming out. You're paying for green flag laps, and you get every single one of them with this tour. We are on lap 84 of a 150 tonight, thanks to Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC. It is a Ford leading this one. The 89 of Donald Chisholm is out front. Hometown hero right here from Andy Ganish. Of course, won his first NASCAR race just last year here at this Speedway. He went to Victory Lane with his NASCAR Canadian Tire Series machine. It was a big day for Donald Chisholm that day. He's looking to repeat that big win here tonight at Riverside in second spot. How about five-time champion John Fleming in that 97 Happy Harry's affordable Dodge. In behind John Fleming, we've got the 88 Pioneer Cole Ford. George Koskulik, he'd love another trip, Tim, to Victory Lane.
Yeah, he's running in position number three right now. I see Daryl Maher walking back to his car. There is nothing left to the right-hand side of that race car. That car is destroyed. Back to your point, though, for position number two, the 97 of John Fleming, it looked like he was fading a little bit as that run went on, and as that run went on, George Koskulik's car, I don't know if it was the 97 fading or the 88 just getting better. Either or, the 88 was at the 97's back door when that 66 went into corner number one. So I think the 88 might have something here. I don't know if he has enough for the 89, but I think he's got something here for at least position number two and to challenge John Fleming.
What are you thinking, Jerry Paxton? So far, so good.
It's been a great race thus far, and I've been watching that 97 or John Fleming. I think he's just holding back a little. He knows he's still got a long way to go. I think he's saving a little race car for later. George Koskulich, that car just keeps getting better. It's absolutely a long-run car. You can see it get stronger as the race goes on. The driver, I'm still keeping an eye on that 29 of Greg Proud. He's been slowly working his way towards the front. He may still have something left in that one. And, of course, that zero at Turpo, that car just keeps getting better and better as he works it through.
Tim, when you have a look at the field as they run on the racetrack right now, have a look in seventh spot. Is there a surprise for you back there in the 4D car? Robbie McEwen is having a great run here tonight.
Not one iota. The 40 car of Robbie McEwen ran well at Riverside here at the end of the season. Was in the top five at Oyster Bed Speedway last year, but they had something go wrong with that race car, and they chased it all season long. Something electrical in that race car. Not a surprise to me at all. I know we have a bunch of fans listening in from Oyster Bed Speedway. They're racing this evening. I know there's a bunch of fans over there listening. I'm not sure how Chris Hughes did in Robbie McEwen's late model over there, but I know they... They're excited to hear this 40 car come to the front of the field. And right behind him, how about the 94?
There you go. Another rookie in this tour doing a veteran job, so to speak, on the racetrack tonight. 84 laps in the books. And Art Steves indicates to the field, get them doubled up, boys. We are going to go back under green flag conditions coming up. That was caution number two. And we are 84 laps in as the field doubles up. The 18 of Darren McKinnon. Got to put a shout out to Darren, too. He's got that white and, call it black machine, starting to come to the front of the field. That's a guy that knows where Victory Lane is at Riverside. Won the IWK 250 back in 2011.
And to show the talent in this field, you mentioned two cautions. One caution was for a mechanical failure. The other caution was for, I believe, the 22 over in corner number two. So two cautions, one caution for a mechanical failure. Very competitive field, very close field to drivers. And we're getting ready to go back to green. Wayne Parker pulls the pace car into the infield in the 89 of Donald Chisholm, the 97 of John Fleming. And don't count out that 88 of George Koskulich. Koskulich on the inside of the zero of Turple. Here they come back to green. 85 complete in the Ron Mack 150. And we're back underway. Fleming got caught on the outside line there, Joe. The 88 of George Koskulich to the inside. Zero car of Turbo. 29 of Proud on the inside. Butcher fighting back on the outside. But it looks like that 97 right now. Earlier in the heat of the day, he liked the outside, but it looks like a couple of laps he's okay, and then he falls back.
Yeah, he does. The 88, Pioneer Cole Ford of George Koskulich up the inside. How about the three-way battle? Right in behind these guys as the 88-97 go side by side down the backstretch. Tim, this is an incredible battle that we got in front of us tonight.
Side by side for position number two, the 97 of John Fleming. Trying to hold off George Koskulich. Butcher has made his way to position number four, and here comes Proud. Greg Proud to the inside of the zero car of Turple. That's the battle for position number five, and don't look now. Robbie McEwen in the 40 car trying to inch his way up a little bit closer to the 29 and zero.
An incredible race tonight under the lights at Riverside International Speedway as we have 89 laps in the books. As luck would have it, the 89 is leading the race. He has led every lap here tonight from the drop of the green flag. That Nova Celtic Ford is on a mission tonight. The 97 of Fleming in second. The 88 Pioneer Cole Ford of George Koskulich is in third right now. Having a look up the inside. Trying to get that second spot away from the 97. The 53 car of Cole Butcher comfortably in fourth. With the battle in behind for the fifth spot, the 29 of Proud, along with the zero car of Sean Turple, the 40 of McEwen. Those guys are all knotted up, Tim, and another huge knot in behind those guys with the 18 car of McKinnon, DJ Casey in the 5 of Hicken, throw the 67 into the bunch, you might as well.
Yeah, the 5 of Jonathan Higgin got up on the back bumper of the 18 of Darren McKinnon that last time by. Nearly sent him into DJ Casey and nearly wadded up half the field in the mix. The 67 car of Dylan Blankhorn watching this battle as well. 18-94, get a little close going down to corner number 1. Casey going to clear the 18 of McKinnon. 5-67 going to run in right behind them, and looks like the 13 and 98 going to go side by side as well. Look at Brad Eddy on the outside, Jerome Kehoe on the inside, and Gosby and Slonwhite just behind them.
Amazing race tonight here at Riverside. LaRon McGilvery, 150. We got a cooker on our hands tonight. The 89 of Chisholm is flat out flying around this racetrack. He is out there. It's a Saturday night, but a Sunday drive right now for Donald Chisholm. No threat right now.
That battle back there for position number 9 heating up. 5 and 18 went side by side. Give it to the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. And now the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn trying to work underneath that number 18. Just can't seem to get the handle underneath the 18 car. The 67 of Blankhorn has to fall in behind Darren McKinnon. And now the 5 of Jonathan Hicken will play chase to the 94 of DJ Casey. That is the battle for position number 8 on the racetrack. Up in front, the 89 is gone by a half straightaway over his teammate, George Koskulik. It looks like at this point, did Fleming use his stuff up? Because it just looks like he's holding on right now, the 53 and the 29 on his back bumper.
You know, Tim, I don't think so. You got to really know that John Fleming, and you've seen him run for years, John Fleming is very cagey. He'll be in that car, given the information back to the crew. He is in there, I believe, trying to save his equipment. He always talks about it in interviews we've done with him. He likes saving it. It will depend if this race continues for the next 50 laps, because we are on lap 100 now and 100 complete. If we can stay under the green flag, I believe the 97 car, his ship has sailed for today. But if we get a caution, I don't know what will happen.
We saw it last year in the IWK 250. How many laps did Fleming lead to that one?
Yeah, lots.
And he got by Donald Chisholm in the last laps to win that race. Donald Chisholm led a ton of laps, and then a late caution flag comes out. So if that strategy comes back into play, it's going to work into maybe Fleming's favor, maybe even George Koskulik's favor. But as you mentioned, this race has had 2 caution flags, one for a mechanical issue with a race car. This has a green flag look to it. If I'm Donald Chisholm, I'm liking what I'm seeing up in front.
Let's have a listen on the radio and hear what they're having to say. No pressure at all. That is the spotter for the 89 of Chisholm. The battle, though, Tim, take a look back in that third slot, the 53 of Cole Butcher and the 97 now of Fleming are really duking it out, going around this racetrack. They're staying off one another, but I don't know for how much longer, because the 29 of Proud, he is about to stick the front end of that Dodge right into the middle.
And that's one thing you don't want to see is that bumper of that Dodge of Greg Proud try to make his way towards the front. And look at the 40 car, Robbie McEwen, just behind them on the zero car of Sean Turbo for position number 6. And he's got DJ Casey in tow. 97, 53 continue to go side by side, 0 and 40. But a half straightaway behind them for 6th. Got a couple of little battles all over this racetrack. And it looks like Donald Chisholm is about a half straightaway away from lapping more race cars.
How about a 1-2 for the Nova Racing Group? You got the 89 of Chisholm out front. You look back, maybe 10 car lengths. And, oh, by the way, his normal crew chief, the 88 car, George Koskulik, is in that second spot. You know that guys like J.R. Fitzpatrick will be coming off the chip right now going, let her go, boys. He knows what it's like to have one of those cars underneath his butt. You've got to be able to drive. And I'll tell you right now, Donald Chisholm is out there wheeling that car, having a great run tonight. A real close call just moments ago with that 29 of Proud.
Yeah, Greg Proud almost had a hole close up on him on the 53 of Cole Butcher. Butcher slid up the racetrack a little bit. The 29 had to pull his foot out of it to make sure he didn't get in to the 53 car. Behind them, Robbie McEwen trying everything that he can to get past car number 0 of Sean Turple. Turple holding off the rookie driver from Charlottetown. Behind him, DJ Casey. 5 and the 18. That completes your top 10. As here goes the 40 again, looking underneath the 0 car. He's a rookie, Joe, but if you look at that 40 car, you wouldn't know it. He doesn't look out of place.
No, he doesn't. Not at all, Tim. as we work lap 113 here tonight at Riverside. Tim, the series is sponsored by a lot of real good companies. You got Parts for Trucks as a title, but there's a lot of companies that really support this series.
Atlantic Tilt Load, Dartmouth Dodge. You go on through the list. The Lindy Group is going to sponsor a race coming up here. Cummins Eastern Canada's come on board this season. Irving Oil, Blending and Packaging, Lucas Oil. List goes on and on and on of the great partners that we have. You can find them all at MaritimeProStockTour.com, Atlantic Tilt Load, English Jewelers. The list goes on. Nova Truck Center's coming on board next week as well. We could go on and on about our great sponsors. So many great marketing partners on board with this series.
Yeah, and you can follow them along as well on Twitter. Taylor does a great job on that Twitter. Of course, I'm talking about Jess Somerville. I call her Taylor. We got a problem on the backstretch.
13 car off the pace. Brad Eddy to pit road. Smoke coming from that race car. And that is another tough break for that 13 car. He'll pull it into pit road. And Jason Carnahan and Andrew Hicken will go to work on that race car. And they don't look like they're moving very fast. Could it be a flat tire, maybe? There was a little smoke, I thought, rolling from it. They're not moving as fast as they should be.
No, definitely not, Tim. These long green flag runs, and we've been blessed with them tonight here at Riverside International Speedway. 118 laps in. The 89 of Donald Chisholm just put the 24 of Steve Ross down another lap here tonight. The 88 Pioneer Cole Ford of George Koskulik, he's keeping about the same distance as there is between first and second, and second and third, where you'll find the 97 of John Fleming. Right on the back bumper of the 97, the 29 of Greg Proud, followed right behind him. How about the 53 of Cole Butcher to round out your top five cars in the Rod McGilvery 150? The race is heating up, and I'll tell you, those race cars, Tim, have got to be heating up. You got to use what you got, but man, you got to, I don't know how you do it the same at the same time.
I think the car in the move, Joe, is the 29 of Greg Proud as he chases down John Fleming in car number 97. Does he have enough for the Nova guys? I don't think so, if it stays green. But the 29 car definitely on the move. He'll look underneath the number 97 to John Fleming. Battle for third. 0 and 40. Contact at a corner number 4. And Casey going to get into it. Casey into the inside wall. Caution flag will fly.
Innocent bystander there. The number 94 of DJ Casey. There was a little bit of contact with the 40 car as they exited turn 4. Just DJ Casey, nowhere to go. He does come to rest on the inside along the front stretch. I don't think there's too much wrong with the car, Tim. At least not on this side of the race car. It looks pretty good, but DJ ain't firing that thing up and just driving away.
Guys, he hit that wall really, really hard. It didn't look like that much of a hit, but here from the infield, we could see that was a tough, tough slam. And that was just a matter of Robbie McEwen got a little bit loose coming out of the turn. And as he tried to gather it up, he came down and clipped the front end of the 94 of Casey. And Casey just went straight into that wall.
40 did get into the zero as he was trying to collect that as well. But the 40 car of Robbie McEwen had been trying for a couple laps to get on the inside of the zero. And Joe, I don't want to say rookie mistake, but that might be the might be able to easily chalk it up to that.
Yeah, tough deal. We spoke with Robbie McEwen a little bit earlier today. Let's hear from him right now.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful day. The weather definitely changed, and we're just really happy to be here.
First race of the season, so the team tells me here earlier today. You got a brand new piece here.
Yeah, it's pretty much a new piece. We did a lot of quip work to it ourselves, and we're on bump stops this time, and you know, so far we're quite happy with it for the just a few laps that we have on us.
Yeah, that's pretty well got to be one of those field equalizers, right? The bump stops are new for everybody here.
Yeah, it's a completely different feel. It's almost like driving a go-kart around.
You don't want it to bottom out. You just want it to be in that sweet spot. Have you found it with the 40?
Well, that's just it. Friday night, that's what we were battling. We were hitting the track. And we kept raising the car up. We had to make a few spring changes, and I think we're pretty close to hitting the nail on the head there now.
Good deal. Now, what's the rest of the season look like for the 4D team? If you got a victory here tonight, would it change the outlook?
Yeah, that would definitely change things, but we're going to be at the IWK 250 for sure, and maybe Petty in a few weeks, and PEI, of course, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, your home track, Oyster Bed Speedway, you got any laps on there yet this year?
Yeah, we shook the car down last Sunday night and got a few laps in, and I think we should have a pretty good piece for there in August.
Robbie, this is so great. A lot of great sponsors on the Sporty Machine. Tell us.
Yeah, I got to thank my close friend Kirk Beaton with Atlantic Steel Roofing and Siding. Another close friend, Hillside Motors, and Dalbert from Island Auto Supply. I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, good job for the number 40. He is pitside right now. Crew attending to that car up underneath the hood. We are under yellow right now, 122 laps in to the Ron McGilvery 150. So not a lot of laps left, Tim, but any cars that needed adjustments, anybody that needed to make those Dr. Feelgoods cool down and not be so angry on the right side of those race cars, they're going to be happy that that yellow did come out. They're going to get a chance to maybe reset the bias and do a little bit inside those race cars to help their chances in making it to the front. I don't know if anybody's got anything for the 89 tonight. He's got his teammate and partner, George Koskulik, on his back bumper now on the restart. And trust me when I say, Tim Terry, they are friends. You won't get closer to anybody than these two guys are, but I'll tell you, in these closing laps, they may as well be enemies, because George Koskulik doesn't lift and let anybody go by, and Donald Chisholm isn't going to let anybody go by. We are in for a true finish to this race.
At the end of the day, they still want to finish 1-2, though, but it's just a matter of who ends up finishing 1 and who ends up finishing 2. But as you mentioned, I don't know if anybody has anything for those top two. It looks like Fleming was falling back. I think if anybody has anything, maybe the 29 of Greg Proud. He looks good. The 53 car, the 0 car there. Within the top 10, the 5 cars pushing to the front of the field, as well as the 94 car of DJ Casey remains on pit road. Jerry, what are you seeing?
I'm not sure, but I think DJ's night might be over. The helmet is off, and he is not a happy camper inside that race car, let me tell you. I think when he hit the wall, he must have bent or broke something in the front end, and he is climbing out of the car. But he is not a happy man at the moment. They are trying to look underneath, and it looks like something got damaged when he got down in the grass and into the wall.
Yeah, tough deal for the rookie in this division. DJ Casey had a whale of a night going. He's got to be proud of the effort that's put forth. DJ Casey, an innocent bystander, coming through turns 4, got tied up in 1, and into the inside fence he went.
Yeah, if I'm DJ Casey, I don't hang my head over this one, because he ran a heck of a race. You're a rookie. Things will happen. You fix the car. You move on to your home track in Halifax next week. Tough break for DJ Casey, but we're doubled up and getting ready to go back to the green flag here in a few moments. And there goes the 40 car of Robbie McEwen. They're going to push him off. Rolled up green from Art Steves. And I think back, on my way back up from the driver introductions, I talked to Joey Livingston, and Joey Livingston said, watch that 88 car. He's going to be quick. He had a couple of tough runs there in that Napa Sportsman Series, did Joey Livingston. But I think he might have something here, the 88 of George Koskulik on the outside of Donald Chisholm. We'll see who ends up getting the advantage here. Green flag flies. 123 completed. The 89 of Chisholm on the inside, and George Koskulik on the outside. And it'll be the 89 off of corner number 2 taking the lead.
Look at that 29 car of Greg Proud come right through the field. Man, oh man, is that car on rails right now. The 89 of Chisholm leads it. The 88 of Koskulik in second. But don't count out Greg Proud tonight. That Dodge Dealer's number 29.
29 of Greg Proud behind the 88 and 89, and now the 0 car to the outside of the 97. Sean Turple looking to make himself position number 4. The 97 of Fleming trying to hold him off, and don't look now. Here comes the KA Holdings number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Hicken to the inside of the 53 of Cole Butcher. He's moving late in the race with 25 to go.
Yeah, 11 cars left on the lead lap here tonight. It's been a dynamite 150. With 126 laps in the books, now coming to 127. The battle right now on the racetrack, Tim Terry is back in that fifth spot. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken, the 0 of Sean Turple. Both drivers don't want to give an inch. Both drivers are crafty veterans in this tour.
And they don't want to give each other an inch. The 5 and the 0 side by side. They're friends off the racetrack, Joe, but on this racetrack, they're going to swap a little bit of paint. The 53 now to the outside of the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Cole Butcher trying to pick up a spot. Oh, 67! Head on into the fence in corner number 4. Caution flag will fly, and I don't know if he had contact with the driver on the inside or not.
I do believe there was a little bit of contact there, Tim, the 67 car. Really?
He's not happy. He pulls away from the scene. He's not happy, and I have a feeling we may find out if there was somebody on the inside of him. We may find out here.
Well, the 67 car had a good run going. Maybe not a winning car tonight, but Dylan Blankhorn has had a great start to the 2015 season. He's got two wins. By the look of it, he isn't going to be winning here tonight as he goes down pit road to get some attention from the crew. Jerry, that was quite an impact.
It sure was, and the right front of that car certainly shows it. The right front corner of the 67 of Blankhorn all punched in. The crew now going to work. They got it up on the jack. They're going to try and replace that right front wheel, and I'm sure they're going to look for some other suspension damage inside because he hit that thing a ton, and there is one. It's not very long, but it sure is dark. A black mark on the wall where he hit it.
So four cautions now, Tim, is what we're up to. 128 laps in. Next week, we head to Scotia Speed World. We got the Nova Truck Centers 150, another 150-lap race. Scotia Speed World, the scene of the season opener, the Lucas Oil 100. Add 50 laps, are we going to see a totally different race? What do you think?
I don't know about a totally different race. I think you're going to see somewhat of what we see here. It's going to shake the points up tonight. Dylan Blankhorn, there's one, two, there's about 10 people around that race car trying to get it back out. He is the point leader. The 91 of Gosby right now scored in position number 9. Donald Chisholm coming in was up there in points. He was third. He's currently leading this race. Donald Chisholm might leave here with the points lead. Obviously, we still have 22 laps to go before we close off this one. We're going to see a different landscape in the point standings, but we're still going to see those drivers at Scotia that are strong. But keep in mind, when we were at Scotia Speed World that first race, 14 of the 24 drivers that started that race were in the top five at least at one point in that race, not including the 97 of John Fleming, not including Kent Vincent, who finished sixth in that race. There was a lot of strong competitors that did not get any top five time. Very exciting racetrack, very tight racetrack, a driver's racetrack. Going to be exciting next week. You're going to want to be there at Scotia Speed World. Hop a plane, get to the Halifax Airport, get to Scotia Speed World, enjoy the race.
Sitting there. Okay, roll right out through. Let's go. You got another lap to catch up. They're not going green yet here. Shake her down real good, bud. Drive her down in there.
That's the spotter on the number 67.
We're going to go and set sail at 89. Got to get the rolled up green.
Got some strategy happening inside these race cars, Tim Terry. 128 laps in the books. The Ron McGilvery 150, not disappointing at all tonight. Field doubled up side by side. Green flag coming back out.
129 completed here. Green flag flies. 21 laps remaining in the Ron McGilvery 150. 89, 88 side by side. Gus Cooley's got a better start that time as they go down the back straightaway. Close call for some of these guys as they try to find their footing. Look at Gus Cooley on the outside. He's trying to take it away from Chisholm.
That is a battle. We haven't seen a battle for the lead until now. The 88 of Gus Cooley on the outside, on the big side, as Junior calls it, the 89 of Chisholm down low. Can he get the advantage coming up? Side by side is a dead heat. Going across the line, give the lead to the 88.
89, Donald Chisholm up on the top of the leaderboard, and he will pull away down the back straightaway. 88 on the right rear quarter, but Donald Chisholm will pull away with the lead this time. Lap number 132 going to go to the 89 car of Donald Chisholm. And Joe, keep a half eye on the back of the field. The 91 and 67 brought out that last caution. They're running nose to tail right now. I don't know if that's over or not.
Yeah, well, while the front two were doing the racing, the 97 of Fleming said, keep it up, boys. I'm on my way. The 29 of Brown also up into the mix in the four spot. The 5 of Hicken, the guy dropping like a stone right now, Tim, trapped on the outside. The 0, Dexter's Chevrolet. And another pass for the lead.
Oh, 97-29, get contact. They spin. Caution flag will fly. And the 67-14 make a little contact getting by it. The two Dodge boys from third spin around. Caution flag out.
Unbelievable turn of events at the front of the field for this one. Everybody allowed to continue. I do believe the 98 of Kehoe also involved in that. The 97 of John Fleming, five-time, has got the car rolling again. The 29 of Proud also has the car rolling. Those guys, Tim, are going to restart this one at the back of the field. Jerry, that is a turn of events, and it's going to make for an even more interesting finish to this race.
And you can almost feel that one coming on. They were racing so hard with one another, and that all got set up by the 88 of George Coolidge when he decided to give Donald Chisholm a run. Proud took advantage, got inside on the 97 of Fleming, and Fleming and Proud both doing a magnificent job to keep those cars off the concrete. They turned around, they slid, but they made no contact with the concrete. Both of them able to continue. But, boy, they were giving it everything they had, and you could just see it coming, and I didn't really expect it to be those two, but they were the ones racing pretty hard.
Yeah, some damage on the number 29 of Greg Proud. Don't know whether he's going to go down pit road or not. Looks like he's going to stay on the racetrack, Tim. Maybe not any effect on the front end of that car as it's punched in. Looks like it's right up on the wheel, but the wheel seems to be turning just fine.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything rubbing on that race car. It just looks like somebody punched that right front corner of the 29 of Greg Proud. They'll restart at the rear of the field. A couple of people listening on the road as well. I just got a text message from Braden Langell. We're on our way home from 660. We just won the Bando feature up there. Five in a row for Braden Langell. He won last night at Scotia Speed World. He won the last 2 weeks at Speedway 660. He won the Orlando Speed World. Kids on fire.
Yeah, dynamite stuff. You know, if you buy one of those new Chevrolets, you can listen to Racetime Radio as you drive down the road. Brand new Chevys all have Wi-Fi in them now. How about that? Chevrolet, you want to have a look at the equipment that Ron McGilvery, Chevy, Buick, GMC has located in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. They're excited about the cars they got on the lot. Cars, trucks, they got them brand new. They got them used. We've seen it all here tonight. You want to call Ron McGilvery for your next vehicle. Of course, sponsor of the Ron McGilvery 150 here at Riverside International Speedway. 133 laps in the books. This has been a magnificent race. What a way to kick off a brand new season at Riverside. The 89 of Donald Chisholm in his Nova Celtic Ford is out front right now. He did lose the lead for a couple of laps. He's led all but a couple here tonight. The 88 Pioneer Coal Ford of George Koskulik's giving Donald absolutely everything that he can handle right now on the track. In third spot, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken in the Castle Building Chevrolet is going to inherit that third space right now. In fourth, the 0, Dexter Municipal Group Chevrolet. Sean Turple said, thank you, boys. I will take this spot, and I will take it from here. He'll restart this one on the outside of row 2. In row 3, the 53 of Cole Butcher. Outside row 3, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. The 98 of Kehoe. The 91 of Gosby. The 32 of Sarah McKay. To her outside, the 8 of Kent Vincent. 21 of Pierce alongside Terry Duguay, and that is back 6 rows. 99 of Slon White, 97 of Fleming will fill up row 7, row 8, the 29 of Greg Proud to his outside. Hickox has got the 22 car back out there. We got the 6, the 9, pardon me, 67, and the 24 still on the racetrack. Green flag is back out.
Green flag back out. The two Nova cars side by side. George Koskulik drives away with the lead in corner number 1. 88 car clears the 89 down the back straightaway, and Koskulik to the point. Here comes the 5 on the inside of the 0. They'll go side by side for third, and Turple will try to hold off Jonathan Hicken.
Man, oh man, George Koskulik has got a race car underneath him tonight. He's got to be loving it inside that race car. The 89 of Donald Chisholm isn't going too far back, Timmy. The side-by-side battle, the 5, the 0 for that third spot.
and a double battle back in the fourth spot, the 18 and the 53. Man, oh man, what a race.
I like the look of the 18, Joe. Darren McKinnon on the outside. Did the same thing at Petty International Raceway a couple weeks ago. Conserved his stuff and was there at the end of the race. I like the look of the 18. He's on the outside of the 53 of Cole Butcher. Clears the 53 car down into corner number 3. Butcher on his back bumper. Gives a little shot to the 18. Tries to get back underneath the True North Automotive number 18, and he will not do so. Move Darren McKinnon to P5 behind in the side-by-side battle for third.
When the boys come back to the line, we will have 11 laps left to go in tonight's main event. And just like that, we are working lap 139.
32 and 98 had a moment. The 98 was headed towards the inside wall. I don't know how Jerome Keogh saved it. They're almost three wide behind them.
Amazing. As we come to the line, 10 laps left to go in this one.
They are all over each other at the back of the field. Fleming and Blankhorn trying to come through the back of the field late in this race. They are side by side for about ninth place right now. Greg Proud back there in 11th. But meanwhile, back up in front, it continues to be side by side. 18, 53, 5, and 0. Battle for position number 3.
Can you believe it tonight? Donald Chisholm led all but about 7 laps. The 88 car of George Koskulik went to the lead on this last restart just 4 or 5 laps ago. And it looks like George has got a race car under him tonight. He needs it there for another 7 laps, Tim Terry, to drive to victory lane once again at Riverside.
George Koskulik trying to win his first race since 2011. 89 of Donald Chisholm comfortably in position number 2. 0 and 5 continue to go side by side. I don't know if they've laid a door to each other in this battle since we dropped the green flag. Darren McKinnon was pointed towards the infield. Great save by the 18, but now he has Gosby looking to the outside.
What a battle back in that third spot. The 5 of Hick and the 0 of Turple. They are putting a show on side by side, lap after lap. I don't know how this one's going to end, Tim, but I'll tell you right now, that is worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, the 0-5 and now 53 cars, 3-car battle for the final podium position. It's Innova Racing 1-2. Who's going to take third?
Your guess is as good as mine. We will know in just 2.5 laps as the 88 of George Koskulik flashes by the starter stand. 147 laps are in the books.
And we're going to come by this time. The Pioneer Cole number 88 going to see 2 laps to go. Koskulik 2 laps away. Side by side continuing for third. What a show. Little contact at a corner number 4. 5 trying to get it from the 0. Turple trying to hold on. Down the back straightaway. Lap and a half to go.
Yeah, gloves are coming off here in just short order, Tim. As we have the white flag on the racetrack. 88, George Koskulik is about to win the Rod McGilvery 150. He only has 2 more turns to do it, Tim Terry.
Through 3 and 4, the 88 car will come up to the checkered flag. George Koskulik wins the Rod McGilvery 150. Chisholm and 0. Position number 3, I believe it was close.
Unbelievable finish tonight at Riverside International Speedway. How about that, race fans? The 88 of George Koskulik gets the job done. The 89 of Donald Chisholm, he is going to have to sit and settle for second place here tonight. Innova Racing 1-2, Jerry Paxton.
And that was about as exciting a finish as you can get with the 2 Nova cars side by side. Now, what I was told by one of the crew members for Donald Chisholm, he ran out of brakes about 30 laps ago. He was fighting it, and that's why he's down front. You'll see the smoke rolling out of the car. He ran out of brakes on the 89 coming down to the end.
Unbelievable to see the 88 of George Koskulik. That man can drive a race car, lost one in 2014. He ran out of gas, but I'll tell you, race fans, George has got lots in it tonight, and he is going to burn that car down. You can guarantee it. That is the sound of one Ford celebrating in victory lane here tonight. We'll take a quick break on race time. We will be back with victory lane celebrations. Stay right there.
Tonight's live.
live Racetime radio broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio Broadcast Group. Also powered by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Now available at Philip Fuels in Port Perry, Ontario. Just north of the casino, pick up 109 unleaded race fuel and win.
And welcome back live to Riverside International Speedway. Tim Terry, a bunch of celebrating happening down on the front stretch.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for him, George Koskulik. George is running away from me here. He's getting congratulations from the Nova Racing crew. How did you pull that one off?
I just waited. It took my time all night.
That 89 car was really, really fast, but you prepared both race cars. You knew what he had, right?
I kind of designed that one to back out at 140.
And you lead the last. It doesn't matter how many you led. You win this race. This is a huge victory for you, isn't it?
No, not really. We've won here before, but it could be my last one, though.
Well, you're not going to retire yet. You're going to win that IWK 250 now.
I don't know if I'm going to run it.
You got to run it now.
I might put a kid in the car. The car's a lot better than I am.
We got a couple of kids around here.
Girls.
But that don't matter. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks very much. And, you know, the guys gave us room tonight to race, and it was an excellent night out there. The guys gave us room, and we caught them. And I got to say thanks to John Fleming, too. I helped him a little bit the other night, and he's helped Donald and I, and I guess I can't tell him the rest.
Now, where's the celebration going to happen? Because I know there's going to be a big party now.
Likely right where we stand.
Congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for George Koskulik.
I got to say a special thanks to an old buddy of ours that did this for us, Junior Henley.
There you go, Joe. You know that name, don't you?
Absolutely. Spoke with Junior Henley just a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know your buddy George out there on the East Coast really, really wants to win a race. You know what? He just did it here tonight at Riverside. Unbelievable. George Koskulik, the Pioneer Cole Ford in Victory Lane. Unbelievable, guys.
Donald Chisholm over here with the champagne. Before we get this open, talk about this finish you had here.
Yeah, it was awesome to see George win this deal. Couldn't be happier for him. We had something wrong with our brakes, and early on in the show, I could tell my pedal was getting soft, and I didn't think I was abusing them, but the last 40, 45 laps, I had absolutely zero brakes. I've never driven a race car with no brakes for that long, so pedal would go to the floor, and I just couldn't race George at the end there. So I had to slow down too early and let the car roll the middle, and I didn't want to risk, you know, running in the side of him with no brakes. But I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, and wish we could have got it done, but I couldn't be happier. It couldn't be me. George is the man.
Yeah, you guys put a ton of effort into these race cars. How big is it to have a 1-2 finish here? 1-2 finish.
It's awesome. We've done it once or twice before. It's a pretty tough thing to pull off, so it's a special thing when it happens.
He's got champagne ready to shoot you.
Nah, we don't need that. We got Bud Light.
We'll get the trophy presentation in here from Ian from Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC, and Jerry Paxton is over there with the driver of the Zero.
Sean, you look like you were working pretty hard. I think that outside lane wasn't exactly where you wanted to be, and they kept pushing you out there.
No, that was the only place I could go, actually. I was bottoming out so bad into one that it was a little better on the top, and I could get a good runoff and hold him down there and make him work for it. Thanks to Jonathan Hicken racing me so clean and everybody else who did down in the bottom tonight. We just had to run around the top and work for every ounce we could. And as far as me sweating, that doesn't take much. I look at the sun and start sweating. So I'd just like to thank my crew a lot. Stevie, we threw a couple things at this car before the feature, and we definitely got it better. Might not have hit a third-place car, but we stuck in there and drove the wheels off it.
Were you a little nervous when you saw the two Dodge boys taking the donut ride?
Yeah, I got down in the corner and seen them go, and I was in a four-wheel drift heading right for John, and luckily I kept enough traction in the right rear. It kind of just motored through there. I'm sure there was only a couple inches to spare, but thanks to my sponsors, Municipal Group, happy birthday to my father-in-law, Jim Ledwidge, and Dexter Construction, Ledwidge Lumber, Lucas Oil, the whole Parts for Trucks tour, and all the fans. Thanks a lot.
Now, next week, back to one of your favorite tracks, Scotia.
Yeah, we're heading back home. Can't wait. We're gonna put it at the front and see what we got.
There it is. The gauntlet's just been thrown down. Sean Turple says next week, his turn.
Unbelievable night here at Riverside International Speedway. Tim Terry, who you got down there, bud?
I jumped over to the other side of the wall. DJ Casey Driver, the number 94, and it's a tore-up race car, but you had a hell of a run.
Yeah, we were, like I was just telling Mark there, we'll just pace ourselves. We'll reel them in at the end. We had a rocket ship. I was just pacing myself, running laps, and unfortunately, people were racing a little too hard there, and anyways, it is what it is, but, you know, we need a sponsor to get back because there's a lot of damage here, and if somebody wants to help out, they can get a hold of me anytime. I'd appreciate it.
Home track next week, and I know you have a lot of fans there. Maybe somebody will come on board, but let's talk about next week at Scotia Speedway because I know you love that racetrack.
I love that track. That's probably one of my favorite tracks there. We'll get this thing together for that track, and I got no plans other than setting fast times there and seeing if I can get my first victory podium finish anyways.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks, bud.
That's DJ Casey. I'm going to quickly come over here to John Fleming, driver, the number 97. I see him over here with Mike McKenzie talking over what happened over there. And, John, what happened with Greg Proud over there?
Not sure, really. I think he got on the gas. I probably lost the nose there or something, got up in, turned me around. Sure, he didn't mean it. Unfortunate for the Happy Harry's Dodge over there, but, you know, I just wanted to get a podium finish. Just not meant to be tonight. Hopefully Scotia.
Compared to 2 weeks ago, this team has definitely turned the corner.
Definitely turned the corner. We were just absolutely horrible the first couple weeks, and we showed some speed tonight. Car wasn't great on the long runs. We loosened it up thinking that the track was going to tighten up a bunch. And went a little too far on the adjustment, but it's taken adjustment, so I think we're going to be good.
We're going to go home and win Halifax?
Sure are.
John Fleming, driver, the number 97, and I see Sarah McKay over here. We'll grab 3-for-1 on this one. Debriefing with the crew. Sarah, how was your race?
Oh, it was awesome. We were 2 laps down, but that happened at the beginning, so I guess that caution that came out the second lap we went down, I kind of hit the brakes to let Donald go by. I wasn't going to hold him behind me, but if I had erased them that little bit, I would have only went one down, and then we could have got the lucky dog. But the car was really great in the end, and we drove her up. I think we were sitting 8th, but I think we finished 12th or something. So it was a good race.
At one point back there, you were battling with the 5, the 97, the 67. There was a lot of good cars back there.
Yeah, there was a lot of good cars back there, a lot of tough competition. But it's always cool when you get to run with them. And when you get to have a car that's fast enough to stay on their bumpers, that's pretty cool.
And it's in one piece. Are you ready to head back to Halifax?
Yeah, it's a good thing it's in one piece. Less work for us to do this week, but we'll head back to Halifax and maybe get a top 10 there.
See you next week.
Thanks.
That's Sarah McKay, and you'll be able to see her next week. Nova Truck Centers 150 at Scotia Speed World.
Okay,
there we go. That's better.
There you
Down here with the number 18, Darren McKinnon. Darren, you had a great race there for a long time, but those last few laps looked like they took their toll on you.
Yeah, it was fun, and I'd like to congratulate George on the win, and can't wait to come back.
We were talking just before we started here, talking about that little move down there in turn 4. I think you that may have woke you up a little.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was hanging on.
Now, next week back to Scotia. What do you got in mind?
Hopefully a win.
Car's still good?
Yeah, it felt good. I want a couple more laps, a couple more restarts.
No more restarts. All right, Darren McKinnon, happy about his night. The car, at least, is all in one piece.
Dynamite run for that number 18. What a dynamite race tonight for everyone here at the Ron McGilvery 150 at Riverside International Speedway. The 88 of George Koskulik wins the race. Let's give you a full unofficial rundown. Of course, tech still needs to take place here at the Speedway. But finishing up, in that top spot, of course, the 88, George Koskulik, the 89, Donald Chisholm in second spot. In third place, the 0, Dexter Construction Municipal Group Chevrolet. That is Sean Turple. In fourth spot, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. In sixth, it was the number 18 of Darren McKinnon. We just heard from him. In seventh, it was the 91 of Dylan Gosby. In eighth spot, the 98 of Jerome Kehoe. In ninth, the 97 of John Fleming. In 10th spot, the 29 of Greg Proud. In 11th, it was the 67 car of Dylan Blankhorn. In 12th spot, it was the number 8 car of Kent Vincent. In 13th place, the 32 car of Sarah McKay. In 14th spot, the 21 of Sean Pierce. In 15th, the 14 of Terry Dugay. 16th spot is the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In 17th spot, the 24 car of Steve Ross. In 18th tonight, the 22 of Joel Hickok. In 19th spot, the 6 of Jerry Hayes. The 20th spot, the 40 car of Robbie McEwen. In 21st spot, the 94 car of DJ Casey. In 22nd position, the 13 car of Brad Eddy. In 23rd, it was the 66 of Daryl Marr. And in 24th spot, rounding out our field tonight, was the 11 of Marty Prevost. Quite a race tonight, gentlemen. Jerry, final thoughts. What are you thinking there, bud? Quite a race.
I think we've got ourselves set up for a great show next week down at Scotia Speed World, because everybody I've talked to so far down here after the race, consider this a warm-up for the season. As you said, this was the season opener here at Riverside. There's a lot of guys that got all charged up, all revved up, and I think they're ready to go. This was a great race, really competitive. Congratulations to George Coolidge, and I think Donald's going to put new brakes in that car.
I can bet Donald and the 88 car of George are not going to leave this racetrack tonight. The party will be on at Riverside. It was a Nova 1-2 tonight. Tim Terry, what did you think of that one? Final thoughts from you, my man.
Well, before we go with final thoughts, I'm going to talk to Brad Eddy. And you were talking to Andrew Hicken here. What happened to this 13 car?
It was awesome all day. Boys did a great job. We had the fastest piece here as far as I'm concerned. And some bound up. We're not sure. We're still looking for it. But it doesn't take away from what King Racing does and what LFR has here. And if anybody watches how quick and solid the car looks, they can see that. Just a struggle of a race, and we're going to have to talk it over and figure it out. But it's a little discouraging for everybody, I'm sure. I'm just thankful for King Racing having me here and Judy McDonald for putting me in the seat. Just hate to see this result for them again, but we'll go get them next week. And, you know, if we're as strong as we've been everywhere else, we'll be a contender. So just got to keep it together and make sure nothing breaks.
You've been close. That break has got to be coming that you get to victory lane.
Yeah, we were really close tonight, and I thought tonight was the night, and same as Scotia, so really quick car, and the team we have is the best team in the pits, and everybody works great. Andrew's one of the smartest guys here. Same goes for Rolly, he's a Hall of Famer, so just couldn't be in a better spot, just have to put everything together.
Temp break, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Tim.
That's Brad Eddy from Lower Sackville, and Joey. A great race. Great to see George Koskulik back in victory lane. Heartbreak for Donald Chisholm, but it's an over-racing 1-2 finish at the end of it. A lot of teams up here are happy with the way they finished. There's a few teams that are not happy with the way they finished. But this is the first of 4 weeks. We head to Scotia Speed World next week for the Nova Truck Centers 150. Then we head to Petty International Raceway for the Lindy 100. And then to Speedway 660 for the Cummins 100. It's the start of a four-race stretch. These teams that did tear up tonight, they got a lot of long hours ahead of them to get ready for Scotia Speed World and the Nova Truck Centers 150.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss that race, fans. Put all those points, guys, into a hat. Shake them all up, because that's what you're going to see when you turn on the points update the next time around. Truly going to be amazing next week. You don't want to miss the Nova Truck Centers 150 live from Scotia Speed World. That will be our next event. Got to congratulate the 88 of George Koskulik one more time from Riverside. A dynamite job, victory lane. The old dog has a whole pile of new tricks. He showed it tonight. Watch out. George is back. He's back in victory lane. Amazing race for Nova Racing here tonight. But that's going to do it for Tim Terry, for Jerry Paxton. I'm Joe Chisholm. Have a great evening, everyone. Thanks, Susie, back in the Racetime Radio studio. Couldn't do it without you. Have a good time back there, and we will see you Monday night live on Racetime Radio, Sirius XM Channel 167. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com.
message on our 24-hour listener hotline. 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.